Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian-born, blended worldwide.
Okay, so some changes around here, we know that. But like the new coat of paint is gone now. Now it's just back to being tired at this time in the morning.
The excitement's over.
You know what I mean? It's like yesterday was wild to come in. You see the new logo, fresh paint job in here. Now it's like, better chug this coffee.
Some other changes, of course, are the fact that Hannah and Jake are co-hosting The Drive home together now. And that's the first time that another show has had two people here in the studio besides you and I. Which means that there's someone that sits in my spot now every day. And I just walked in today and there's a cute little elephant stuffy sitting near my desk. I'm like, okay, oh, cute.
See, you're complaining about that?
No, but.
You were when you first saw
it. No, I'm not done. At first, I was like, cute little elephant. Where'd this come from? Then I was like, wait a minute. Every day there's going to be something new.
Like a picture of her and her.
Her boyfriend.
Fiance? Yeah, is it fiance or boyfriend?
Boyfriend. And it's just going to be them kissing and rubbing it in my face that they're all in love. She's going to be bringing in her bouquets of flowers that he buys her every month.
Yeah.
He's like a romantic, hey? Have you noticed that?
Well, he'd have to be to keep her around.
Right?
Yeah.
So, now, can you buy me something? I need something in this area that's like me, too.
Okay. Something that's very Lisa. Nunchucks?
Cheese bread?
Cheese bread and nunchucks. If anybody touches your cheese bread, you're protected. Time for Snack Chat. We like to keep you updated on all the relevant news in the snack world.
Ryder's really upset. KFC is introducing Beyond Meat chicken buckets.
Why don't they just do like deep fried sweet potatoes and do a bucket of that? Like there are already vegetables that would taste delicious battered. I don't understand why everything has to be Beyond Meat. Do you think this is a fad? Like people will go and try it and then probably not go back? I don't know any vegan that wants their Beyond Meat deep fried in the same area as the amount of chicken that goes through the back of a KFC. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't you think most vegans that support this kind of thing are like very pro-animal?
A lot of it goes back to trying to save the environment.
Yeah.
We're trying to fix climate change.
Chickens aren't bad for the environment. Like, I understand that beef has its issues with cow farts.
Yeah.
But chicken farts are not.
I don't know. Maybe they are. I've never heard a chicken fart. Have you?
Exactly. So it's not a problem.
Are you sure? Let's go hang out with some chickens. And we'll find out.
Okay, also, for Snack Chat, sounds like Dairy Queen's coming out with two new flavors of Blizzard.
Talk to me. I'm so into ice cream right now.
Okay, this is for the fall, which is really exciting. Number one is Pumpkin Pie Blizzard, which I think sounds great. I'm not all about the pumpkin spice life, but I still am about the pumpkin pie life.
Can we start a new YouTube channel where it's just us eating pumpkin pie?
I mean, you can if you want. I want nothing to do with that.
Why?
Well, it sounds like a colossal failure.
No.
You'd get 4 views.
No.
And people would be like, oh, you know what? You'd get an underground following of people that just want to watch you eat. But that's it. That's the only.
It's just pumpkin pie is so good. I think I'm going to go on the pumpkin pie diet. Because why are we only eating it for a little bit of time every year, you know? Why are we only indulging at like a couple family dinners? No, I want it every day.
I don't think there's such a thing as a pumpkin pie diet. It sounds like it would have the reverse effect of most diets.
Well, it reminds me of when I tried the bagel diet. P.S. doesn't work.
And the other flavor that is being introduced this fall, the harvest berry pie. So that is raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and pie pieces. All put together in a blizzard.
I love Snack Chat.
Yeah. The only problem with Snack Chat is I get so hungry.
I'm so hungry. Have you noticed that Tim Hortons has shredded lettuce now? I don't know how I feel about that. Give me the leaf. I want the whole crunchy leaf.
And that's another episode of Snack Chat here on Power Mornings. Tell me something good coming up in a few minutes. Lisa doesn't have her story yet.
No.
Thought I'd let you guys know that.
What's wrong with that? I could find one real quick. It's a lot of good things happening in the world.
Real good one about a female boxer.
Perfect.
And a burglar, and it worked out exactly how you think it would. Right now, though.
Here's another episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
So Maidstone is my hometown of less than 1,000 people. Very different upbringing than Lisa, who was spoiled in St. Albert.
That is not true. I was not spoiled. I grew up in a bungalow with two siblings. My dad worked overtime. And I had a job by the time I was 14. Thank you very much.
Silver Spoon, St. Albert.
Nope.
So Maidstone, very uneventful area of the world.
Well,
quite often.
Not according to the Facebook page.
It seems to get very lit. So let's check in and see what's happening today. Shannon posted, hey, the bowling alley's new hours are as follows. Monday to Friday, 12 to 4. Hope to see everyone out.
Wait, like noon to 4?
Yeah. Yeah, and Brett wrote, do those hours work for anyone but the four unemployed guys in town who should probably be looking for a job instead of bowling? Valid point. So there is still like leagues, like okay. The seniors night on Tuesdays,
but like,
and juniors night on Wednesdays, but they are open for some reason from 12 to 4 weekdays.
Do they have like a kitchen staff?
I think
it just goes in for 4 hours. Like, are they prepping?
I think they have chips. Chips and beer. And like the owner would be there from 12 to 4, working on the books anyway, right?
So it's just like a vending machine and one employee.
Yeah.
That's another exciting episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
Wow. This story is about the best boyfriend ever. His girlfriend struggles with anxiety. For her birthday, he got her a pill bottle. Now, he bought it from... No, listen.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Like, filled with pills?
Well, kind of. So he bought an empty pill bottle and empty pill capsules, and he wrote down little love notes on pieces of paper and rolled them up and put them in little pill capsules. And that was her love prescription. Every time she was feeling anxious when they weren't together, she could just open up a capsule and read a note. Like, this guy took hours.
Right.
Picture a guy trying to roll that up and put it in a little pill, and it was a full prescription. The most romantic thing I've ever heard. Like, she even said, I'm on Pinterest every day. I've never seen this.
Okay. I was just trying to decide how easy that would be to digest.
Tell me something good.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We've all swallowed paper at some point in our
right,
lives.
Right, for sure. my story is about Claire Quinn, a 26-year-old who won Chicago's Golden Gloves boxing tournament this year in the 152-pound weight class. She was sucker-punched in the head by a man who demanded her cell phone. Her boxing instincts took over. She got up and just started punching him over and over again in the genitals until he dropped to the ground. And then another man who was with this guy jumped her as well.
No.
And hit her in the back of the head, knocking her over again. She got up and punched him in the genitals over and over again. Eventually, both the men got up and ran away.
How'd they get up?
They would have been very sore.
20 minutes later.
So she suffered a mild concussion and some bruises, but...
What a badass.
She managed to save herself and her phone. No arrests have been made as of yet, but they are on to who these guys are.
I feel like I could do the same thing, even though I'm not a boxer. It's like, you can't be going through my text convos and looking at all my photos, okay? I'd start punching, too.
Okay, so you wouldn't be worried about, like, it getting stolen, more so just, like, please don't scroll back in what photos I have
saved.
Well,
it's more so, like, the group chat I have with my girlfriends.
Okay.
Like, we're pretty weird.
Tell me something good.
All right, you are going to wreck something, which could in turn save a lot of people a buttload of money.
And a lot of calories.
A lot of calories.
Today is the day, the beginning of the season of fall, as the pumpkin spice latte is back on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people listening right now are very excited. Maybe this is the first time they are aware of it, and now they are, you know, whipping a U-turn. Head into the drive-thru.
Every year, do they bump up the opening day?
I think so.
It feels like it, right? Mm-hmm. August 27th feels a little early to be getting excited about fall.
Apparently not. Like, you go to HomeSense, and pumpkins everywhere.
Really?
Halloween stuff everywhere.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I stay out of those places. Just makes me angry.
So the pumpkin spice latte, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, has a lot of calories.
Right.
I will ruin it for you right now, and then you'll never have to consume it ever again.
I wonder how many basic chicks just shut off the radio.
They're so mad at me, and I'm prepared for it.
They're jumping towards the power button.
It tastes like soap. It tastes like hot soap. You are drinking a bubble bath. You are welcome.
No, yes. I was excited to try the iced pumpkin spice. They have that this year.
They started making the cold brew pumpkin spice, but no.
Do you think it'll taste like soap?
Yes, no, wet, because cold liquid soap.
I feel like the reason you think it tastes like soap is because soap is normally associated with warm water, right?
It tastes like you are drinking perfume. It does. Trust me, if you are driving right now drinking one because you set your alarm and you got excited, I apologize if I ruined it for you. I mean, last year I made this announcement as well, and one girl called in. She was very upset. She said she just spent $6 on it and poured it out the window.
Really?
Yeah. But
is this what you do? You tell yourself things like this so you can stay on track with your goals?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Nick's our contestant. You're playing a game called What's Missing? I'm going to read you some local stories, but take out a word. You got to figure out what's missing in order to win TLC tickets.
Okay.
Story number one. Legislature pool closed after two blank found inside. Some of the options we have for you here. Large feces, e-scooters, or dead raccoons. Legislature pool closed after two what found inside?
I'm going to go with e-scooters.
E-scooters is correct.
Wow, that was quick.
I believe there were a couple large feces in there as well.
Yeah, but they ignore that.
They ignore that. scoop and dump. All right, next up. Edmonton and surrounding area sees big increase in ghost blank. Sightings, tours, or homes? Lisa, what do you think about that one?
I'm going to say tours because it is almost October. So I think there's going to be a lot of increased ghost tours in Edmonton area.
All right, what do you think, man?
Yeah, that kind of thing is getting popular. I'm going to go with Lisa, tours.
Incorrect.
What?
The answer is homes, ghost homes, which is home that nobody lives in, but the owners don't want to sell because the market price isn't great. So people are holding on to their homes even if there's nobody living in them to try to wait for the market to rebound.
Well, that's boring. Is there a ghost living in the house?
No, there's no one living in the house. So they got ghosted.
Boo.
You should know a thing or two about that.
Okay.
All right, and finally, arson confirmed at blank club Friday. Oh, sorry. Arson confirmed at blank club fire Saturday morning. Would that be country club, strip club, or a curling club?
Ooh.
Lisa, you have thoughts on this?
I don't know why someone would set fire to a country club. First of all, everyone there is rich. They're spending so much money. There's no reason there'd be arson.
Okay, what about if, like, Annette hadn't switched to faux fur yet and was still wearing real fox fur? That would probably cause quite an uproar.
You think PETA set fire to a country club in Edmonton?
I don't know.
No. Okay, what were the other options?
Strip club or curling club?
I mean, it's gotta be strip club.
What do you think, man?
I'm gonna go with the curling club. They're usually old.
Well, and think of how quick those brooms would go up. incorrect. It is a strip club.
But Diamonds. I answered it right for him.
Lisa answered it right for you, so we're going to let you get away with this one. You won some tickets to go and check out TLC.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
And that is at River Cree on my birthday,
September 4th.
The big day today is my one has changed, like the celebrity that tops my list of
who you'd want to get with.
Yeah.
So originally it was who? Eugenie Bouchard?
Eugenie Bouchard was up there for a while, yeah.
Nice.
When she was winning on the tennis court. I don't know why that mattered. When she stopped winning, I was less attracted to her.
Confidence is hot.
What?
I'm competitive.
Nice.
Confidence is hot.
Remember how awkward it was when you had her as your background photo on your computer and someone was like, why do you have Lisa as the background on your computer? And you were like,
nobody said that.
Yeah, they did.
Uh-oh, I see some
I am totally her doppelganger.
You had Jeff Goldblum as your background.
Oh, he's funny.
With no shirt on and people thought it was your dad.
Yeah,
so.
That was a rough day for me. But no, who's your new one, Ryder?
You guys are going to be upset with me, I think.
Why?
Want to hear it.
I bet like 40% of the population is really angry with who I choose.
Who?
Melania Trump.
Melania.
Melania.
Come on.
I'm from
You're
Saskatchewan.
You're never going to score if you don't say it right.
Yeah. I'm from Saskatchewan. I did pretty good with Melania there.
You know what? I got nothing against her.
No?
She's in a tough spot.
Yeah.
She's living a...
I just think part of the appeal is how angry Trump would be.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like 3/4 of it is how attractive and lovely she is.
I feel like she flirts a little, too. Eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She can't wait.
You saw the Trudeau pic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
That's what got me going. And, like, the way she's looking at him, I want her to look at me like that someday. So she's my number one now.
Johnny, who's your number one?
It's always been Rihanna. But there was a point there where she was, like, hanging out with Chris Brown again. I'm like, what are you doing?
Did you know that it's actually Rihanna?
I say Rihanna.
Well, there you go.
I like to make her sound more exotic.
See, I know how to say my one properly. Thank you very much.
Say it.
Harry Styles.
Ooh.
That jawline.
Man. I'd probably go there.
Congratulations on pronouncing Harry Styles properly. I got my
eyes on you. Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide. Power 107.